to excuse us from that obligation. No quicker than I asked, they granted it. I came back home free from that responsibility. I think when a leader makes a visit to a country and saves a community, the obligation to pay $240,000 or more once or twice a year, I think when he achieves that, that is a victory for that community. And that's just one of many things that we have been able to achieve since I came into the leadership with your support. You say, well, what about the next 10 years, Brother Imam? The next 10 years are going to show up this past 10 years so much that it's going to be too small. The only part we should remember from the, we're going to say, hey, we came from the Temple of Islam on the Sunnah Road of the Prophet. The rest of it won't be even worth remembering. The progress that will come in the next 10 years will overshadow what we've done in the past 10 years so much that we won't hardly be able to call. So yeah, we did have those small things back then. Trust my word. Trust my word. The only thing was missing in our life was freedom. Now this religion has brought it to us. That's right. The ideologies, even the church ideology we had before, didn't permit us to be free. Now we are free indeed. As-salamu alaykum. Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
Allahu Rahman Rahim, with the name Allah, most gracious, most compassionate. Dear beloved Muslims, Imams, community in general, assalamu alaikum. Praise be to Allah, the God and Evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the worlds. We worship him, associating nothing with him. I bear witness that he is one alone. He has no partners in the rule of the heavens and the earth. He never begot a son, nor was he born. There is nothing like unto him whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. We pray the peace and the blessings be upon Muhammad, upon his descendants, the companions, the righteous, all of them. Ameen. We are in the second and last day, I believe, of this 2-day celebration, observance of the 10 years of support and progress as a community struggling, striving to be true to its name, that is, Muslim community. We thank Allah for his blessings on our effort that has made it possible for us to come into the clear teachings of our holy book, the Quran, and to follow God's order to the believers, and that is to obey, believe in, and obey also the messenger of God, Muhammad, to whom the Quran is revealed. I can say for myself and for many others that I have gotten some response from or some indication of how they feel over the program for yesterday. I can say it was very excellent. Spirit of the community here in the Midwest region, better than I have seen it, perhaps the whole time that I've been your leader. It seems to be a more healthier environment, a healthier spirit, and a more normal membership than I have seen since I have been the leader of this community. So you know, I've listed a lot of things, along with what was mentioned yesterday, to bring to your attention here, that we could celebrate as achievement since we have been on the plain road of Al-Islam. But as I was sitting back there and getting some notes and some information together to present to you, I said, well, best to leave that to the journal, the AM journal, and others. And what I plan to do today is just bring some things to your attention that perhaps are not available to AM journal and the publications that will be bringing us news, have been and will be bringing us news on our community and on my own activities as imam in Chicago and for the membership of the community or the masjid. Now, let me clear up something that was happening yesterday. I was so caught up into the spirit of what this was all about until really I didn't know what was happening, but I knew something happened wrong. I didn't know what it was though, but I knew something. You know, your spirit registers sometimes before your mind registers what's going on. So my spirit had registered that there was something that was happening that wasn't quite correct. But actually, I didn't catch it with my mind. It passed my mind. Then later, I was told that this check that was presented to me yesterday, was presented in a language that made some people think that this check was to me, a check for $5,000 from the Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Foundation. So let me clear that up right now. I'm going to read to you the endorsement on this check. It says, pay amount of $5,000, no cents, to the order of Clara Muhammad School, not to me. As a donation. Now, this is their donation to the school, Clara Muhammad School, $5,000. And this is not the first donation. This is a very sizable donation for any poor people like us. It is a substantial donation that they are making, very substantial donation, considering the means that they have to work with. We have received very good donations from the Clara Muhammad Foundation to our school ever since it was formed. Sometimes not nearly this much, but $1,000, I recall several times them giving $1,000. And we have them listed among our leading supporters for paying tuition. They pay tuition for poor members of the community and lend other kind of charitable assistance. It should be also noted that the Clara Muhammad Foundation is on record for giving substantial contribution, aid, to the black colleges and non-Muslims who are in bad situations or bad circumstances. So we thank them for this big gift and very much needed gift. We pray Allah reward them with the best of rewards and aid them in making their wonderful charitable institution an even more important one for them and for the beneficiaries, the people that receive help from them in the future. For the future, pardon me. Now, I hate to see when I get to talking, I get in the spirit and I forget. I may even forget the money. So hold this money, please, and don't let nobody touch that until we get it in the bank. Now, I wanted to mention to you also today that in the spirit and interest of realizing for ourselves a truly Islamic free society, I have encouraged the creation, publication of books, magazines, and even newspapers, though we have a newspaper. But I would like to see more newspapers. A community as national as we are, we could have a newspaper in every big city. There is a Muslim who is an editor for a newspaper about the same, I would say, the same standard that our newspaper is on. And I recall reading it on occasions when I've had opportunity to get one. And it's a very good newspaper, very good newspaper. Perhaps if we would search, we might even find even more newspapers put out by Muslims in the community or belonging to the community. When I say community now, I'm referring to our community, not the broad Islamic community. I'm talking about just our Islamic community, our part of the Muslim population here in the United States. We have recently realized the production of a magazine that will be coming out monthly, Progressions Magazine. Some of you might have seen Progressions, and maybe you've got a copy of it. I believe the cost is about, 75 cents, I think? Cost is 75 cents, and the first issue, in my opinion, is a very good one. And I think a very good one in terms of quality work, and when I say work, I mean the artwork in it is excellent, very excellent. Quality work and quality message. The message too is clean, and that's what we like. We have another publication on the way. In fact, it has been on the way for some time. In fact, it was brought to me as a project before the Progressions magazine became a project. The magazine is not yet out, but it's a magazine that will be addressing economic concerns and some political concerns as well. That magazine will be put out by persons working and assisting and supporting the national chairman of the collective buying committee, AMCOP.
We hope to see that publication soon. Along with these efforts and the journalistic kinds of publications, we have also work being done for bringing about books, pamphlets, booklets, etc., for the purpose of passing on knowledge, education in the religion, Islamic knowledge, Islamic education, and help for us whose language, whose tongue is not Arabic, in the study of the Arabic language. Also some religious publications. We won't take the time to name all these efforts or to name the persons responsible for these efforts right now, but they are many. They are many. But not near enough. Not near enough. But they are many. Most recently, I have learned that there is work being done on a book to compile under subject heading, subjects of interest in practical situations from Quranic texts. And there are two persons from our community that I know of who is doing such work right now. The Imam, former Imam of Atlanta, Georgia, he perhaps was one of the first to produce a small book on the teachings on the religion, on Zakat. It was on Zakat. But since then, we have seen many more good efforts, and we expect to see many more in the future. As you know, I have a number of small number of publications to my credit. First of them, As the Light Shineth, and that publication reached a lot of people. And we ran out of it. We decided not to reprint it, but there are still requests for that publication. In fact, hardly a week, every day almost, we're getting requests for that publication. So I have decided to not to do the same, to reproduce the book or to print the book or again, have another printing of that book, but I've decided to rewrite the book. And what I mean by rewrite it, to deal with the same kind of problems, but to do it all over again, to kind of update that kind of material that we have in that book. Since it is still very popular, and I would say it's in popular demand, we are receiving requests for it all the time. There are two other books that have come out of Harlem, New York. Imam Muhammad speaks in Harlem. The latest is a green colored book, paperback book, and I think they have done a very good job too of putting in print with the resources that they have, which is very strange resources. New York is the most strange membership when it comes to financial burden, financial strain, financial burden. They're the most strained membership that I know of that we have. That's the Harlem membership, a New York membership. And I think it's because maybe they went into debt to acquire properties and got those properties on terms, payment terms. They had to pay mortgages. For us in Chicago, most of the properties were paid outright. They were paid for outright. They weren't bought on time. So we were left with taxes and tax obligations and maybe a small problem of paying mortgage, but not on big assets like this, except for the loan to Libya or the debt to Libya. And as I mentioned yesterday, I looked at that obligation and knew we couldn't handle it, $240,000 that we had to pay them, I think, once or twice a year. That's too much, $250,000. So I made a trip to Libya myself and personally asked of the Libyan government that they excuse us from that financial obligation. And they didn't even bother me at all to ask me questions or anything. As quick as I asked them for that relief, they gave it. And I returned to the United States with feeling very much relieved that we didn't have to pay that heavy bill to the Libyan government. That was a big help to us, very big help to us. And we will always be grateful to the Muslims of Libya, the government of Libya, for that generous assistance. However, we have had the burden of running our school, paying our teachers, keeping up our poverty, and trying to make properties that were acquired under a philosophy or policy of promotionalism, profitable for us. For example, we had a very fine building on 79th Street near Cottage Grove, around Champlain. But it didn't have enough tenants or enough business to keep it from being a financial liability, a financial burden. And there on in the 79th block again of Cottage Grove, we have nice fine building. We call the Pioneers Building now. And the situation was the same there. We didn't have enough tenants, paying tenants, or enough profitable business going on in that fine, impressive building to keep it from being a financial burden on the poor membership. In addition to these real estate burdens that were on us, the burden of huge acreage of land in the South that were never made profitable for the community. Simply because they were acquired as promotion items. What do we mean by promotion item? A promotion item is something that you don't expect material gain from. It is given to win support or acceptance for the product maker or for the business. In this case, the business or the product maker was the Temple of Islam. And the Temple of Islam in those days believed that they could promote the good image of the Temple of Islam as a rescue for the needy and suffering blacks of this country, if an image of well-to-do, if an image of progress could be established for the Temple of Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave this idea in these words. He said, let's get them at any cost. He meant let's attract the blacks, the African-Americans, to this message, and let's not worry about dollars. We are not after gaining dollars, we are after attracting them to this message. I recall him giving free meals to anybody who would come and listen to him. He did that many times. He offered free meals to anybody that would come and listen to his message. So Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't see money as a businessman see money. He saw money as a way of getting people to come and lend an ear or look at the Muslims up close for themselves. And he had to use the bait of material assets, he felt, to do that. As you know, he used the property of many of the members of his family and many members of his general community and presented those properties in a book called The Nation's Progress. When it wasn't really all the nation's progress, some of that was the private property of persons in the Temple of Islam or the Nation of Islam. Now, we are 10 years or more from that situation. I mean from that policy, from that idea and that policy. But we still carry yet too much of the burden from that unreal situation. So we have the responsibility upon us as the owners, inheritors and owners of those assets, and I'm speaking to all of us, every member of this community, especially those who contributed, are shared in what we have. They are owners in what we have. No imam can own the property that was acquired by the membership. No official, no group of people. It belongs to the whole membership. And I have, as you know, perhaps have heard already, that I have cut the last string that held me to your responsibilities. I accept no more responsibility for watching the property and investments of the members of the community. You have to do it yourself. If you have properties in Oklahoma, the membership there is responsible to see that their leaders serve their best interests regarding their properties. If you have properties in New York and Harlem, the members there are responsible for seeing that their representatives, their leaders, serve the best interests of that membership regarding their properties. Here in Chicago, we have some properties here, this facility, and I hold the membership here in Chicago responsible for seeing that their representatives here look out after their best interests regarding their holdings, their property holdings and assets. That includes myself because I'm a resident of this particular master. I hold them responsible for keeping me in a good mind, sincere, and accountable to them
for whatever role I play or for whatever power I have in this matter. Now, you know, it would be a very difficult, perhaps an impossible job to return or give all back or somehow distribute the property so that the properties go back to the sources, to the funding sources, or to the donors. Well, you know, the properties that were acquired here in Chicago were acquired by the efforts of the national membership in those days. The greatest sources of support, financial support or donations, were Chicago, Detroit, New York, Los Angeles. And a few others, but those were the big ones, the big supporters. No one should feel, upon my turning the responsibility over to you, no one should feel that you have been dealt with unfairly. When I became the leader, the first thing I did was stop the heavy traffic of money into this location from your region. I told them to at least keep 2/3 to strengthen your own region. And it wasn't long before I took from them any obligation whatsoever. And it wasn't long before I took from them any obligation whatsoever, except to donate freely, as all of us do. So we have, for years now, 5 years or more, been depending upon your voluntary charity to carry on this responsibility or to take care of these needs, heavy responsibilities we still have because of the heavy assets we still have in Chicago. The contributions have fallen far from being enough to enable us to manage this heavy financial responsibility here. As a consequence, we have had to sell assets, properties that were not profitable, but liabilities, in order to meet the demand for funds, operating funds, and tax obligations, mortgage obligations, etc. That can't go on forever. In fact, we are realizing now very critical point in this process of having assets that were acquired before take care of needs of today. Don't you know it would be impossible for us to have what we have with you not being taxed if there was not some other source for us to turn to? All of you here can't even manage what we have right here. I mean here from out of town. All of you here from out of town, unless some of you richer than I know you are, all of you that are here today in this place from the region that I'm looking at now in here, you cannot manage our expenses right here in Chicago. You can't. This was not set up for four people. It was set up for promotion items, to be a promotion item. Four people are not supposed to have a Greek cathedral like this. And one look up there, money, woo, money, 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 money. Just to paint the place, you had to go outside of Chicago to get some financial help. Well, I don't know, you know, what I'm doing is trying to give you a real picture of what the situation is, a real picture of what the situation is. One member among the staff here said, well, it is. This situation is a self-consuming situation where properties are being fed into needs of the community. Pretty soon, all your properties are fed into your needs, and you ain't got no more property to feed into your needs. Huh? When the big boys came to give me their professional advice, attorneys for big, huge corporations, in fact, one of the leading firms in the United States, tax experts, along with the professional crew of demolition people we had in our own membership. When those professionals came and gave me their advice, there was no way out. You can't keep this impossible.